It's a brand new week here. Jay Berman. You may know me as Jay Berman, and you can call me Jay. 855-212-4CBS. Hello, folks. Damon Amendolar has the night off. He will return 24 hours from now. So you've got me for 4 hours, which is the ultimate 4 hour ear bleed. Shawnee Shoe and KBJ along for the ride, going all the way till 6 a.m. Eastern Time. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter as well at Jay Berman, J A Y B E R M A N. We'll get Twitter shout outs from those two clowns in just a couple of minutes. It was the weekend from hell for several people. We plan on exposing every single darn one of them right here over the next 4 hours on CBS Sports Radio. In no particular order, we begin the buffoonery revelations with Manny Machado of the Baltimore Orioles. Friday night, in case you missed it, Machado was tagged out halfway between second and third by the Athletics third baseman Josh Donaldson. Machado, for some reason, thought the tag was a little bit too hard. Foul language accompanied by pushing and shoving ensued. That, of course, preceded Sunday when the A's threw at Machado, and somehow in one motion, with the pitch coming in, Machado threw his bat in the direction of Donaldson at third base. Amazing. Okay, so then the bench is cleared. Machado and the pitcher were ejected. We call that, and we just thought of that here, Manny beating Manny. Just thought of it. I get credit. Next up, horses for courses. This one will make you nauseous. Steve Colburn, owner of California Chrome. Of course, Chrome had a chance to win the Triple Crown on Saturday. Didn't even finish in the money. But the takeaway from the weekend that wasn't for the team was, of course, Colburn bitching after the race was complete. That the rules are not fair for his Triple Crown horse. He rambled on live television about the finale of the three races, the Belmont. It's set up to screw the Triple Crown candidate if there happens to be one. Now, Colburn was talking about other horses competing at the Belmont Stakes, even though they did not participate in the Preakness or the Kentucky Derby, which is not a bad point. But, of course, as your mother told you many times, it's not what you say, but how you say it. Colburn said the system is unfair and that the Triple Crown should be for horses that compete in all three events.
And it started to get worse and worse, cramping up something fierce.
The rules that have been in place for nearly 150 years, folks. 146 years. So suddenly Colburn wakes up and he's unhappy about the rules for something that's been around for 150 years. At one point during the interview, his wife, if you caught this, actually told him to shut up. Chillax. Calm down. He turned around and scolded her for interjecting. That was the best part of it.
Say hello to my little friend.
A little less than 24 hours later, with a chance to explain himself, eat some crow, and perhaps apologize. Well, Colburn would have none of that. So much so, in fact, that not only did he not apologize, but he furthered his point by putting his foot completely up his ass.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
He made the following comparison, folks. He suggested that the way the Belmont was set up, specifically this year, was the equivalent of himself playing basketball against a kid in a wheelchair.
Whoa, Nelly!
Yeah. For some ridiculous reason, the good Lord told me that I needed to hear from Pete Carroll. And I needed to hear from Pete Carroll discuss his exit from USC, as if I already didn't know why he left USC. His reflections on his departure from USC could not have been less interesting to me. As we said, as if the reasons were debatable or in doubt. Get lost. Carroll told the LA Times he would not have left the Trojans back in 2010 if he knew that the penalties from the NCAA were coming. Of course, in regards to the Reggie Bush fiasco. Who out there actually believes that? I mean, are you serious? 855-212-4CBS. USC, of course, was hit with a two-year bowl ban. They lost 30 scholarships over 3 years. They had to vacate the 2004 national championship, all 12 wins in 2005, and eventually they got Bush to give back his Heisman Trophy. Pete, shut up. Also, you just won a Super Bowl. You've rewritten your resume. People don't even remember. Get lost. It gets better. It gets better. Have you seen the NFL's long list of demands for Super Bowl 2018 in Minneapolis? Holy smokes. Talk about Roger Goodell being a diva. This is amazing stuff, folks. Among the NFL's quote-unquote confidential requests, quote, free police escorts for team owners and 35,000 free parking spaces, presidential suites at posh hotels at no cost to the league, billboards across the city at no cost to the league, all the money from ticket sales goes to the league, NFL preferred ATM machines in the hotels and the stadiums. If cell phone signal strength isn't strong enough at the hotels, portable cell towers must be installed at no cost to the league. Two top quality bowling venues for league use. Kenny's in. I mean, do I need to go on?
Better yet, go to the ear, nose, and throat department. Get your hearing checked.
855-2124-CBS. It gets better, folks. It gets better. We'll keep with the football theme here. DeSean Jackson actually blamed Drew Rosenhaus for his quote-unquote failed relationship with the Eagles. This was an article written on Yahoo Sports. Redskins receiver DeSean Jackson says his former agent Drew Rosenhaus was the driving force behind his ill-fated holdout with the Eagles in the summer of 2011. I think we all kind of get the idea with Drew Rosenhaus. Not a good guy, but we'll get you the money. He's a lot like Scott Boras. He's exactly what Jerry Maguire was and the opposite of what Jerry Maguire became. Coincidentally, he's supposedly the character of Jerry Maguire, supposedly from Drew Rosenhaus, or modeled after Drew Rosenhaus.
That's what she said.
That's right. And one last football, but not O-O-T-B-A-L-L, but U-T-B-O-L. We're getting set for the World Cup. Yours truly will be watching a total of 0 minutes. Two words for soccer fans, get lost. But how about this? Will we see Cameroon in the World Cup? The squad is refusing to fly to Brazil in a pay dispute. They have refused to board a plane due to take them to Brazil for the World Cup because of disputes over bonuses. This, according to a French newspaper. We'll get into that as well. Folks, it was a tremendous weekend of sports on and off the field of play. Lots of buffoonery on and off the field of play, from Machado to Colburn to Deshaun. Oh, my goodness, we had an NBA Finals game that was boring until the last couple of minutes. And despite the fact that we, without a doubt, have the two best teams in the NBA continuing to play, what is everybody talking about? The lack of air conditioning and too much air conditioning. And, folks, that tells you all you need to know about the NBA. Despite the fact that we've got LeBron, and despite the fact that we've got Duncan and Pop and Wade and all in between, what are we talking about? A supposed failure in an AC unit. By the way, in San Antonio, it's probably been 100 degrees there for like 2.5 months. Heat come in, AC doesn't work. LeBron doesn't play. Spurs win. AC back on. LeBron plays. Heat win. Huh. We'll get into that controversy as well at 855-212-4CBS. As we said, you can hit me up on Twitter as well at Jay Berman, J-A-Y-B-E-R-M-A-N. Don't worry, Damon will be back tomorrow night. We are coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. My good friends Sean Marash and Kenny Brock Jr. Ladies, how are you tonight?
Doing great, Jay. How are you doing after a nice weekend?
Don't you worry, Shawnee Shoe. We'll get your thoughts on games one and two of the Stanley Cup Finals. And after a brief nap for yours truly, from what, 7 a.m. Eastern time to about noon Eastern, have a little lunch, get set for a big hockey night at Madison Square Garden. The most ironic of twists to this entire Stanley Cup run is that I will be attending the first Stanley Cup Finals game in New York City in 20 years, and I'll be all in on the Kings. You will not be. Your thoughts?
There's going that perhaps don't deserve to go, but the big Ranger fan, Sean, will sit at home on his couch with a bag of Fritos ready to rock and roll and watch my Blue Shirts get a win.
All right. Lots of us are going because we're all hockey fans, right?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
I didn't ask you. So I will bring, I almost guarantee a Ranger victory in game three. Because I'll be there, and I'm sitting next to some colleagues of ours that I know are Ranger fans. I do not misbehave when I'm, quote-unquote, working at a professional sporting event. But I do plan on internally pulling for the Kings. Go Kings, go.
Hey, any chance you can get me a puck, maybe Schwartzel a puck, too?
Absolutely not. I've already done that. I got Schwartzel a puck. I went to an Isles Blackhawks game in Chicago earlier this year, so that won't be happening. Anyways, so we'll dive into all those topics more specifically. The horse racing stuff is just sickening. What a clown! What a sore loser! And folks, don't be fooled. It comes down to one thing: greed. It comes down to one thing: money. Because you know how much you get for your offspring after you've won the Triple Crown? Lots. It's called stud fees. Essentially what happens is the horse never runs again. He just meets the ladies 3-4 times a day. And you charge as much as you want because everybody wants a piece of a Triple Crown horse. They want the bloodlines. They want the DNA. They want the you-know-what, the good stuff. And now he's not going to get that. He'll still charge a lot, but it could have been a lot more. What's interesting is that he lost to horses that had raced in the other races, but he's still bitter. We'll also dive into Manny Machado, Manny being Manny, but not exactly what you think. He's a clown. We'll tell him to get lost. And, of course, there's Drew Rosenhaus, and, of course, there's Roger Goodell, who seems like a good guy, but, I mean, like month after month, there's something more ridiculous with Roger Goodell, and I'm perplexed by it. 855-212-4CBS. As we said, you can hit me up on Twitter as well, at Jay Berman. J-A-Y-B-E-R-M-A-N. Don't believe in curses? Well, there's plenty of proof to suggest that there is a Madden curse. But you know what? Richard Sherman doesn't believe in curses. We'll tell you what and why and how. All that next. It's Jay Berman filling in for DA. 4 hours of ear bleed. CBS Sports Radio.